Fawcett. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is a translation and transliteration of contact information PDP working group call on Thursday, the 30th of October, 2014. On the call today, we have Petter Reinforth, Itinan Koamonpatana, Amar Eldar, Rudy Van Snick, Jennifer Chung, and Jim Galvin. I have an apology from Emily Taylor. From staff, we have Julie Hedlund, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state their name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Rudy. And Rudy, this is Terry. I see your mic is now muted. We are unable to hear you at this time.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Thanks, Terry, for doing the roll call, and welcome to everybody. Chris could not make it today, so I'm relaying and taking over the chair of today's call. Initially, there was a document that Chris was has been working on, and as said earlier, Julie and Lars would have had a look into it. I've looked into the document, and there is a lot of modifications and adaptations done. But as Julie said also, I think that one of the critical items we have to go through is the work plan. We know that we will not be able to stick to the timeline that we initially planned, which was foreseen for having the final report end of this year in December. I don't know, Julie, if you can put up the initial work plan. Yes, Lars, you have the floor.
Thank you, Rudy. Yeah, I just pulled up the work plan. I unreleased it as well, so everybody should be able to go through it. Well, I'm going to just think one moment to scroll down. So this is where we are right now. So the idea was, Chris, I spoke with Chris, we had a little corridor chat on the last day in Los Angeles, and he was a little bit worried that, you know, we had to be done and needed to ask for an extension because we could traditionally, we'd be done by the end of the year. And obviously there's no set timeline for us. The work plan reflects what the group aspires to be doing, but if discussions take longer and issues come up, then obviously we can just go on for as long as we need to. And so what I've done is I'm going up here a little bit. If you look today's meeting, 30th of October, review work plan, and then as of next week when Chris is back, we can discuss the documents that will have all the changes in from Los Angeles and take it from there, and then submit maybe the initial report for public comment at the end of November, which then would tie in with the public comment reply period, which is traditionally three weeks each, 21 days each, with a holiday period when probably the group won't be meeting as much anyway. I've extended on this work plan the reply period by a week to take into consideration that it is the holiday period and so the community has enough time to respond. And this was roughly then give us a submission of a final report at the end of March, in the middle of March, I'm sorry. And also, I'd like just to remind anybody that there's no need to submit a report during an ICANN meeting. So we commit the report to the Genius Council at any time. Obviously, during the ICANN 52, which is not here in the report, in the work plan, I'm sorry, we can again present to the council as well as to the wider community our work. And if that ties in with the final report, that is good, but it's by no means necessary. So this is roughly where we stand, and I think the key would really be to have this open to public comment before the holiday period to have our initial report ready by then. And then based on how many comments we receive and how diverse they are, that would also then determine the time afterwards. I think that's all my explanation. I don't know if, Julie, if you have anything to add, anybody else? Otherwise, back to you, Rudy.
Thank you very much, Lars, for the remarks and information on the work plan. Looking into the work plan, I think it's acceptable that we would be able to produce the initial report at the end of November. It leaves us for 4 weeks in between. And based on what I have seen in the document today, I see a lot of good stuff in it. With regard to the item 52, as we know, there's the question mark about the meeting going yes or no. I would presume that eventually we don't pin ourselves on the delivery of the final report during the ICANN 52 meeting, but maybe, if possible, a week or two upfront, so that we have the possibility to have the face-to-face discussion on that one in during the physical meeting. I don't know if that's a good plan. If somebody has any remarks to that view, please let me know. I see an agreement from Petter. So, knowing that ICANN 52 would normally be early February, it's the 5th of February, no, it's the 12th of February, that's normally the date of the week that the ICANN 52 would take place. So, it leaves us enough time, I think, to get the counting the public comment periods in total. That would allow us to have the final one published for the week before, or even the week before the physical ICANN meeting. I don't know if there were any comments or remarks after our meeting in LA that people want to bring up, so that eventually we can give that to Chris in order to enable him to finalize the document he was working on. Are there any points that you want to add to the discussion? People typing in the chat. Yeah, it's about the ICANN 52 meeting. I think that we will know this week where we are with regard to the ICANN 52 meeting. That's at least what I've heard recently. Yes, Petter, you have the floor.
Thanks, Petter Rienfort here. You may have seen but not read it yet. I've sent out just a couple of minutes before this meeting some of the further inputs and questions I've collected when I turned around our working issue around basically IPC members but also other IP attorneys. And although this may not be the time to discuss everything, but if you saw, there was a first question that I would like to see if Mike and Stuff can maybe reply on, and that's the advisory from last month from ICANN on the race agreement regarding uniform requirements for how to present release data, namely to registers and registrars are encouraged to only use U.S. ASCII encoding and character. If I can have just a quick comment or information back if this is something that we should take in consideration before we send out our initial draft. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. Maybe Julia or Lars, do you have any input on this one?
This is Julie. I'm a little confused. Petr, did you send an email to the list, or is this something that you would like us to, the staff, to look into?
Petr, again, I made it as I had shorter time, so I just CC'd the email from with your when you point out that there was a meeting today. So it's for to Terry, but CC our working group.
I think
and
that's
yes,
actually
so that's why. I sent out my local time. It was like 8 minutes before the meeting.
Yeah, it's maybe either in queue or...
I
think that's actually a different list that Terry uses. It's this notify list.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that you have permission to send to it. So you would need to send to the regular list.
I'll do, yeah.
Ah, thank you.
But, yes, that's, I can resend it, but did you got my, did you understand my question there?
I see Lars has his hand up. Maybe he has an answer to that question. Yes, Lars?
Thank you, Rudy. I was actually just offline, so I don't think I've heard the question, but if you can repeat it, but can I just say something just beforehand? It might be useful. The version that Julie just pulled up in the beginning is obviously a revised version that will be sent out, if I understood Chris correctly, either on Friday or on Monday. So I was just wondering whether, A, you could repeat your question so I can hopefully answer it, and B, you can hold back with the comments until the new version is out, because otherwise we might be going back and forth between all things that might or might not already be addressed.
Peter, are you going to pick a question again or last?
Peter, I can... I can read the question, and I'll try to resend it as well. But the full note that I got from some members is that note that I can issue an advisory last month clarifying technical aspects of provisions of the 2013 AA and new GTLD registry agreement regarding uniform requirements for presenting WHOIS data. Significantly, it states that registries and registrars are encouraged to only use U.S. ASCII encoding and character repertoire for WHOIS port 43 output. And the question is this something that we should or have or must take into consideration before we put out our final report.
Okay, thank you, Peter. I don't know, Lars, if you want to comment now, but as you said, I think it's good that we rather take in consideration the revised document that we have been working on in order to avoid having twice or triple times discussions on the same issue. I see also Amar's hand up. Amar, you have the floor.
Thanks, Rudy. This is Amar. Actually, if I could have a couple of minutes, I'll get back to you with my comment. Thanks. I'm only asking for a few minutes because I want to look something up before answering or giving a response to what Petter just asked. Thanks.
Yeah, perfect. No problem. During the LA meeting, I had also a quite long discussion with or chat with Chris on the next steps and how to try to get into a full consensus concept for our initial report. And that's one of the reasons of the revised version, where there is a block mentioning supporting mandatory transformation and another one opposing mandatory transformation. I think that there are a few items that once we are going in one or the other direction, that we need to have strong arguments if we go in, let's say, direction mandatory, that we have a strong definition also of why we did select the mandatory transformation proposal and why the non-mandatory would not be acceptable and vice versa. I think it's good to have enough arguments to avoid that during the debates we will be unable to tackle them based on the fact that we have period of almost 21 days that we can come back on comments and on visions we have. I'm just wondering if we have already today a vision on what kind of direction we want to go. I know we are not that many on the call today, but it's to have the temperature of the room to know if it's rather not mandatory or mandatory. I would maybe just ask to flag with the agree button if you think it's going in the direction of non-mandatory. If you're for the non-mandatory, please flag the agree, so that I have an idea of what direction you think it would go. I see Amos going for the non-mandatory, others not. Except if others don't have the Adobe Connect on. I don't know, Amr, if you have Spotify meanwhile to think about your comment. Maybe we can listen to your comments now.
Well, thanks, Rudy. This is Amr. Well, I had actually raised my hand initially when we were still talking about the work plan. And I was going to recommend that since we still don't have a clear view on or idea on when and where ICANN52 will take place, we should just continue with our work and with the schedule that we set, irrespective of the next ICANN public meeting. To be honest, I also didn't really get the question Petter was asking, but the reason I asked to wait is just because I wanted to wait until his email came through, that way I could read it. And I just got it right now. So if I could ask to defer again for just a minute, thanks. Just until I read the email.
No problem, Amos. Well, we got the work plan. I think that I would not really use the ICANN52 meeting as a specific milestone. It will happen during the work we have to accomplish, and if we can agree that the 12th of March would be the date we are going to submit the final report to the GNSO Council in order to get it discussed and voted if possible, maybe that's the deadline we have to try to fix now in order to inform the GNSO Council also about our plan. So can we agree that the 12th of March would be our deadline for the submission of the final report? I see many agreements. Yes, Lars, you have the floor.
Yeah, just to clarify, just to say, I mean, let's not call it a deadline, just say, you know, the aspired date that we're aiming at. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, if we can do it earlier, that would be great, too. There's nothing from stopping us.
Thank you, Lars. Yes, indeed. We could use this work plan as our work plan for the next call, and if eventually we see we cannot reach the goal of having our initial report submitted end of November, then we have probably to reschedule anyway. But it seems to me okay that we stick to this one. I don't know if, Amr, you have some comments on the mail from Petter, or some answers to the comments of Petter.
Hi, this is Amr. Yeah, on the port 43 output and what is required for that. Well, I think uniformity of who is output is of course desirable, and I think that includes other aspects, not just the language and characters. And as his email points out, that they encourage the use of U.S. ASCII. For that purpose, and to my knowledge, that is the only form of SCHWA's output is currently being used, and so there is no other language or character set that is used for that purpose to date. But if I'm not mistaken, what we're discussing here is what we would like to see in terms of when internationalized domain name registration data is an option for registrants to use. That's the context we're discussing this PDP in, and I don't feel that really applies to what is being suggested in that email. And I really don't know what to make of it at this point. I think we need to look beyond that, and we need to look make suggestions based on the next generation of GTLD registration services, which will be discussed following the during the expert working group PDP. I wouldn't want to be bogged down too much in uniformity of language and script of who is output at this point because of that recommendation. And as they say, they're encouraged to do so. Registrars and registries are encouraged to do so, but it's not actually a requirement. And we will be hopefully be allowing registrants who don't use U.S. ASCII in their native language is the opportunity to register domain names and put in their contact information with different languages and scripts. So, thanks.
Thank you, Amr. Indeed, I think it's not part of our big discussion in the sense of what is mentioned in the existing documents and agreements will most probably change once we have done our work, and if we are recommending to have a mandatory transformation, that would anyway have an impact on a lot of documents and agreements that exist today. So it's good we keep it in mind that it is mentioned and that in the context of our report, it's most probably good to address the fact that some of the agreements or documents should be modified depending on the decision we take. I think we cannot work around it. It's only a question of And as we know, that it is also the expert working group that has been working on an eventual other data model for the next version of Ruiz. I think that a lot could change in between the period of now and the moment we have our final report being accepted. I don't know if there are... Yes, Amar, you have the floor?
Yeah, thanks. This is Amar again. I just wanted to remind folks that the reason this PDP exists is because the IRD working group had recommended that the option for registration data in multiple languages and scripts be done, and that's why this PDP has been called for. It's why it exists. So I don't really see those two as conflicting in any way. I mean, there's an encouragement to use US ASCII now, I guess, but we're looking beyond this model, and we're discussing this PDP issue and the binary question that we have so far based on that. But I think it would be a good idea to move forward, and because I think we're really just bogged down in this question of yes, mandatory, or no, not mandatory, and I think we need to settle this issue as quickly as possible. And obviously there are folks who favor one set of recommendations over the other, and we need to resolve this soon. So I'm wondering, are we going to get into that today on this call or not? Thanks.
Thank you, Amar, for these additional comments and remarks. Well, as we said earlier, Chris has been working on this modified version of the document, and he is still willing to go into some modifications and add comments and remarks that we will bring up. So he proposed that we would discuss the document when he is back on the call next week, and so that he will be able to catch our comments and our remarks in a way that he is also able to discuss it. I think that I would like to respect that request from Chris in order to avoid that we have to rediscuss it next week. The initial goal was to have this this work plan revised. And the reason why we have this call today is because we didn't have the call last week. And unfortunately, Chris could not make it. So he requested to have the discussion on the document when he is available to have a counter discussion. Rather than listening into the recordings of this call. I don't know if there are other items we need to talk about now, as the document itself is not on the table for discussion. Thank you. Any questions, remarks? So I think we... I don't know. Julie, did you send the document on the list already?
No, I didn't. This is Julie Hedlund. I didn't because I frankly misunderstood. And when I first suggested sending it, I had thought that it was something we were discussing today, but given that it is still in draft form and Chris was anticipating having staff and also himself, having some time to look through it again before next week's meeting, I now gather that he meant for it to undergo yet another revision before it's released to the list and discuss it next week's meeting. So after consulting with Lars, I gathered that it would be premature to release it at this point.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. So then I would say that we have done what we could do today on this call, and we will have the final version probably sent out, and should be sent out before the next call, so that Chris still has the time to go through it and produce the revised version and publish it on the list. If we don't have any other points to discuss, and I would thank you all for being at this call and look forward for our next call next week. Thank you all.
Once again, that does adjourn today's meeting. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Anna, if you can please stop the recording. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.